This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I don't think you guys are going to want this news. I don't think you're going to be asking for this sort of news. For centuries, villages and societies and civilizations have been touting the health benefits of drinking one's urine. Now, remember when a bunch of you started to moan and groan because leeches were making a comeback right after Obamacare? After the Affordable Health Care Act, we started to see a whole bunch of these articles come out on, you know, remedies that we used to use in the olden days that we could use again, right? Leeches and maggots. And mind you, I mean, the fact that you and I are still here today means something worked prior to the era of antibiotics and IVs and biologics and all the other stuff we have that we're using these days. I mean, you know, if my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother was given some leeches, and that made her stay alive, so then she could, you know, pop out the egg that, you know, lay the egg that gave birth to my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother, then you know what, maybe some of the stuff works. So apparently, there's a study, a case study, that was published in the Journal of Clinical and Aesthetic Dermatology, being reported by Fox News, that said that urine can be a therapy for conditions like acne, even cancer. So this is, we got to break this down, because I do not want anybody who is planning on legislating our health care, right, and trying to figure out how to save money and go to single payer or a socialized system to hear this. So let's kind of keep something down. I'm going to lower my voice. I'm going to kind of whisper this one. Okay, I don't want anybody to hear this one except us, right? Okay, we're kin. There was a 16-year-old boy who had apparently attempted topical urine therapy for acne after receiving pressure from his mommy. I guess his mommy told him to do it. Mom, I don't want to. Put the pee on your face. No, Mom. Then you're grounded.
All right, I'll put the urine on my face.
So the technique apparently worked for a while, but then it eventually inflamed it further. After the boy tried to store the urine for convenience, doctors confirmed that his skin had amounts of bacteria well above the normal skin flora, and then started him on a prescription treatment regimen to heal the inflammation. But the fact that it started to cause some healing until it looks like it got infected by itself might be a sign that this could be used for acne treatment. Then they said a recent study on 41 patients with overactive bladder disorder in the published in the Journal of Microbiology. Researchers examined urine samples, okay, of all patients plus 24 controls. And they found 85 different bacterial species like strep and staphylococcus. Now, even though we always try to claim that urine is sterile, I've never said that. Urine is not sterile. You have bacteria that line your urethra. They line your bladder. But maybe some of these bacteria, I think, can hurt, but maybe some of these have a potential benefit. So the acne case study mentions that urine is a waste product that the body needs to eliminate, and reusing that waste seems contrary to good health. But the authors point out that manufactured urea is used in some medications. Now, urea we have used, and there was a cream called Caramel 40, I believe. I don't know if it's still out there. And I used to prescribe Caramel 40. It had urea for people with dried feet. And the dry, cracked feet would start to soften and heal when they used this cream. Now, when the cream was, I believe, discontinued, not because there were side effects or anything, I just think maybe it's too expensive to make, or there wasn't much of a demand, I just told people, well, then pee in the shower. And I could tell if you pee in the shower. You don't have to tell me. Just by looking at your feet, I know if you pee in the shower. Because your feet aren't cracked. I pee in the shower. I love peeing in the shower. Because it's the only place you get to stand and pee. I hate the fact that I have to sit and pee. I love being able to stand and pee. I guess it's not an envy I have of men. It's just so convenient. I mean, I don't like the idea of sitting. And then, you know, if I have back issues and hip issues, trying to get back up from the toilet. It's just that you get to stand and potty. But I got to tell you, man, my feet aren't dry. They used to be. I used to never pee in the shower. Because I'm like, well, the water gets reused. Somebody else is going to be drinking that, blah, blah, blah. And then you're like, wait a second, what are you showering? Okay, if somebody just did a duty and they're cleaning off their tushy, that's already going down the drain. So I'm like, all right, fine. If I have to pee, I'll pee. And I don't do it on purpose. I mean, I don't walk in the shower going, okay, I'm going to pee. It's just, you know, running water. I'm older now. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and hold it, get cold, run to a toilet, you know, be wet from a shower, slip off the toilet seat, I'll just pee there. But I don't have dry, cracked feet anymore because my feet would be really, really dry because I'd always walk around barefoot. So urine therapy and utilizing urine is not that foreign. However, there's a lot of myths, like you could drink your urine. No, you can't. Now, the U.S. Army Field Manual advises against it because your urine has toxins. You're not supposed to drink your urine. So why do people think it's healthy? Well, apparently, for years, they said it could help allergies and acne and cancer and heart problems and infections and wounds and stuffy nose and rash and stings. Where would they get that from? Well, somebody would have to test, you know, nowadays, a wound, pouring urine on it, and seeing what happens. Now, if the urine is acidic, that could have some antimicrobial properties. If the urine has certain toxins that your body didn't need that can actually turn around and be antimicrobial, that's something we can study. So I don't mind people studying it. I just want to recommend you drinking this stuff. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
On the Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. I had to think about which show I was doing because I just do so many shows, right? Yeah. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this made headlines. Fox News is reporting that a marijuana lollipop might have triggered a man's heart attack. Lollipop. Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, lolly, lolly. Yeah, lollipops are supposed to be benign. Nothing bad's supposed to happen to a lollipop. I think the lollipop is one of the most dangerous things out there. I am scared to death of lollipops. I just always have. Just like, I'm not scared of clowns, so I don't like them. I don't like clowns. I don't like lollipops. I can't stand hot air balloons. If I see a hot air balloon, I don't do well. I just think it's going to fall. I don't understand why there are certain things that, you know, people think are just like all benign. Cotton candy, I'm good with. I am great with cotton candy. I am great with a chocolate bar. But a lollipop, I don't like lollipops. I think it's because the stick is longer than the sucking part. I think it's because when I ate a lollipop, my mom and dad would always yell at me to not run around. Well, I like to run around as a kid. And if you have to sit and stay still to enjoy a lollipop, I'm like, don't give me the lollipop. I mean, tech with the lollipop, I want to run around. And so I was hyper as a kid. I still am. I love running around. But to actually sit still to eat a lollipop, to me, it wasn't very fun. And then the lollipop took forever to get through. You're sucking on the lollipop, and then you look at it, it's still there. And then, now, some of you love that. You're like, oh, well, that's good, because then the candy lasts forever. You're getting bigger bang for your buck. I'm like, this is taking forever. I'm like, this is, it's ridiculous. So then you chew the lollipop, right? And you're like, you know what? I'm going to bite the lollipop and just eat the lollipop. And then my mom said, I'm going to crack my teeth. And I'm like, no, I'm not. Well, I almost did crack my teeth on a lollipop. So that, I don't really like it. I'm not really a big fan. And, you know, they had fentanyl lollipops. They had, you know, now they have, I guess, marijuana lollipops. So it's interesting. It's interesting. All right, and we'll tell you a little bit about the history of the lollipop. But I want to talk to you about marijuana first. And so apparently we have this man who possibly got a heart attack from his marijuana. He's 70 years old, and he wanted to try edible marijuana to see if it reduced the pain from his osteoarthritis and help him sleep. He had smoked pot in his youth, but he never tried edible. Now, this was published in a study, Canadian Journal of Cardiology. So he consumed an entire marijuana lollipop. You're not really supposed to reuse lollipops, right? You're supposed to eat it and then throw it out, right? So this marijuana lollipop, unfortunately, had 90 milligrams of THC, 12 times the dose of a typical joint. Within a half hour, he experienced fearful hallucinations and then crushing chest pain. He was taken to the hospital. Doctors diagnosed him with a heart attack. He had a history of heart disease, was taking several medications, but he had not experienced a heart problem for over 2 years. So the authors do believe that this large dose of THC, which is the psychedelic component of the marijuana, put a sudden and unexpected strain on the heart. It then increases heart rate, caused hallucinations and anxiety, therefore causing blood pressure to rise and more heart rate going up. Stress hormone catecholamine got released. All of that could affect on the heart. Now, this new case is one of many reports. 2014, there was a young man in the UK who had a heart attack after smoking marijuana. We've also talked about, I've had this on my show, I've talked about this, where there was a link between cardiomyopathy and heart failure. The younger the patients, the more at risk they are to sudden heart death and heart failure to marijuana. There was a study a couple years ago linking marijuana to transventricular regional ballooning, TVRB, which is a ballooning of part of the heart muscle, not allowing it to pump right, hence heart failure. So this isn't the first time. In 2016, there was a study out of St. Luke's University Hospital, and it found marijuana to cause stress cardiomyopathy. That is also a ballooning. And drugs can do that as well. Being sorrowful during a death and being in grieving can also cause that. But unfortunately, this TVRB is something that we are seeing more and more, you know, times linked to marijuana. Now, the reason why people will, you know, not believe this hype because they're like, whoa, Dr. Dahlia, hold the phone. Wait a second. Marijuana's been around for decades. And now that it's legalized, we're hearing it could cause heart problems. I don't buy it. We should have heard about it decades ago. Well, yes, I agree. All right, if there was a link, we should have heard about it in the 60s and 70s. But think about it. Okay, I mean, when I was an ER doc, I asked about drug use. But if I had a guy with a heart attack, or he couldn't speak too much, and he said no to that answer really quickly, I'm not really going to go that much farther. I'm going to address his heart attack. Then I'm going to get him admitted, or if I have to transfer him somewhere. And then that's the end of that. And I don't go into the marijuana history. So before the whole legalization of marijuana, if I was in an acute care setting, I didn't really spend that much time on, oh, you smoked marijuana, there was a link. Because again, I had to get the guy stabilized and get him transferred. So it wasn't me. Now what about the cardiologist? Could the cardiologist have done it? He could have. The cardiologist all these years could have done it. But again, their job is the heart. You know, if somebody denies that they smoke marijuana, not everybody's going to get a drug test. They do have a right to some privacy. So I'm sure the average person, when marijuana was illegal, said no. Last thing they want is the police coming because they admitted to have done something illegal. So my guess is many of the heart attacks that we have had, you know, that might have occurred in pot smokers, there was always the link. It's just it wasn't really publicized. So the inhalation of smoke may be worse than edible. We're still trying to figure that out. People are asking me, is it safer to eat it than smoke it? For the most part, I'd say yes. I don't like people bothering the lungs and making the lungs do things that they weren't designed to do, like filtering out cannabis and THC. However, people who smoke could get away with less dose than edible. And so with this lollipop, they're having multiple servings of THC. I don't understand why they would do that with the lollipop because, I mean, you know, you lick a lollipop, it's already kind of dirty. You're supposed to throw it out. But apparently a lot of these lollipops are designed for multiple licks. Just doesn't make sense. So the history of the lollipop, this is interesting. They say the oldest precursor of today's lollipop, this is being reported by GroovyCandies.com, was from ancient Africa and Asia. Archaeologists believe that Chinese, Arabs, and Egyptians all produced fruit and nut confections that they candied in honey, which serves as a preservative, and inserted sticks into making it to make it easier to eat. During the Middle Ages, they said the nobility would often eat boiled sugar with the aid of sticks or handles. In the 17th century, sugar became more available in Europe, and so the English enjoyed boiled sugar candy treats and inserted sticks into them. So in America, they think maybe before the Civil War, but they say George Smith of New Haven, Connecticut, claimed to be the first to invent the modern style lollipop, and that was 1908. He used the idea of putting candy on a stick to make it easier to eat. Initially, lollipops were soft rather than hard candy. Oh, I would prefer a soft candy. And then with automation, they were able to make multiple lollipops. Apparently, in 1908, they could make 2,400 lollipops per hour. And then in 1912, a Russian immigrant, Samuel Born, invented a machine that inserted sticks into candy. So then they could make a lot. Now, lollipop means tongue slap. Apparently, that's according to linguists. And they believe that London street vendors were the ones that coined the name. Some suggest lollipop may be a word of Romani origin related to the Roma tradition of selling toffee apples on a stick. I guess red apple is called lollifaba. Huh, that's really interesting. So lollipop, they believe, came from 1931, where George Smith trademarked the name and named them after a popular racing horse called Lollipop. Oh, lolly, 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 lollipop. Lollipop. All right. I'm a fan of the song, not the candy. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump will be holding one of his Make America Great Again rallies in El Paso, Texas on Monday. The president hopes to boost support for his border wall after talks between Democrats and Republicans over the weekend broke down regarding a new immigration bill. Trump 2020 senior advisor Laura Trump says there's a reason why the president chose El Paso.
El Paso is a great example of a city where they have a wall. You have since seen crime fall. If you talk to the residents of El Paso, they feel incredibly safe.
Virginia Democrats are easing up on plans calling for the impeachment of Lieutenant Democratic Governor Justin Fairfax. Democratic lawmakers began circulating a draft yesterday to start impeachment proceedings against Fairfax after he was accused by two women of sexual assault in the early 2000s. Those plans are now on hold. The funeral for former Democratic Congressman John Dingell of Michigan begins today. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they say the world's insects could be wiped out within a century. No, 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 don't start clapping. No, 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 that's catastrophic. Yeah, they're upset. Yeah, this is a crisis now. Insects being wiped out is a crisis. I understand we don't like malaria. We don't like Zika. Typhus going around L.A. I was on John and Jillian today, KABC this morning, talking about the typhus outbreak in City Hall. And the rats running around the place, as well as rodents. just kidding. And so, critters seem to really hold their own when it comes to the food chain and when it comes to nature. I mean, we're big, strong humans, and we're highly civilized, and we're very smart. We make pesticides and things like that. You know, but I mean, insects have been able to still persist and overcome and live and mutate and do their thing and attack us. And we talked about mosquitoes feeding. We talked about that last week. There's some smart critters out there. Well, now they say that there's going to be an insect apocalypse. And people are worried about it. I'm not, but there is a global scientific review. So usually when a bunch of global minds get together, we all, like, listen because nobody else wants to do that job. So this study found 41% of all insect species are in decline. And the loss of these animals, even though an insect isn't an animal, will trigger a catastrophic collapse of the plant's ecosystems. Scientists at the University of Sydney revealed the total mass of insects was found to be falling by 2.5% a year and may go extinct within a century. Okay, so we'll be good. Yeah, our grandkids are going to have to deal with it. They say the startling claims rely on no conservation efforts being successful. Yeah, save the flea isn't really a campaign we see people get behind. And they say the famously durable and adaptable insect phylum failing to adapt to the ongoing natural flux. There were too many F's in that sentence. I just don't get it. Insects have long been heralded, according to Daily Mail, as great survivors of the animal kingdom. And it would require an astonishing degree of destruction to eradicate them permanently. I'm not worried. I'm not scared. Oh, my gosh. They have a picture of two bugs mating. Oh, my gosh. Dude, I shouldn't be looking at that. Yeah, there's one bug on top of another bug. Oh, I shouldn't be looking at that. Come on. This is supposed to be a rated G show. Yeah, it's a Shutterstock image of two. The beetles are beautiful. They're really nice and blue and pretty, but I do not want to see beetles have sex. That's a problem. So they're doing fine. If they're having sex, they're fine. So they say, researchers have defended the hyperbolic claims and insist that they are not alarmists. Yeah, we always make fun of researchers. We're like, oh, please, nobody listens to a researcher. You know, like in the movies, a researcher will come out and say, oh, yeah, I think the earthquake's coming. You know, the San Andreas Fault is going to, and nobody listens. They're like, yeah, you're a scientist. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. But a blonde runs out into the middle of the street, you know, with, you know, big breasts going, oh, my gosh, you know, the sky's falling. Everybody listens. That's why I dyed my hair blonde. I mean, nobody took me seriously as a scientist. I had to wear, you know, tighter bras, and I had to dye my hair blonde. And all of a sudden, everybody's like, oh, let's hear what Dr. Dahlia has to say. I know how it works, people. I'm not stupid. I'm not stupid. I know how it works. So anyway, the findings build on previous claims that Earth has entered its sixth mass extinction. We've had six extinctions? I just count dinosaurs. Oh, no. Noah's Ark and the Flood, nothing should have been extinct because everything should have made it onto the Ark. So I think we're good. Although I don't know how Noah and his sons repopulated the Earth. That I still have to figure out. I got to reread that Bible story. I mean, I'm assuming the Flood wasn't the whole world. I'm assuming the Flood was a part of the world, and then they landed, and then the sons were able to make more babies. But, yeah. So anyway, so the findings build on previous claims. They say the first claim of extinction was the giant asteroid that slammed into modern-day Mexico and triggered the demise of dinosaurs 66 million years ago. That scares me. That we could all be just sitting there, you know, playing Jenga one day, and some asteroid hits us and we're done. You know, God could get mad at us and just flick an asteroid our way. That scares me. I hope you guys have been praying. Are you guys being good? Are you guys praying? And nobody, you know, say the Lord's name in vain. Everybody today, honestly, I'm freaked out about this whole asteroid thing. Everybody find the Ten Commandments and, you know, make sure you're following them. Including honor thy mother and father. I know. Well, honoring doesn't mean text or call. It just means not to make fun of them, all right? So, they say the speed at which insects are dying out is 8 times faster than that of mammals, birds, and reptiles. Well, good. I'd rather they be the ones to die, not us. And they say, sorry, apologize for all the commentary. They say insect numbers were found to be dwindling at an unprecedented rate, and this prompted the researchers to issue a stark warning to the public. Writing in the ground above breaking paper. Oh, it's a groundbreaking paper. Oh, I write something that's not groundbreaking. The researchers used an unusually forceful manner to drive the message home. Ooh, Okay, they worked up a sweat. They started to flex some research muscle. This is getting sexy. Its condemning tone, ooh, is against the norm for scientific papers. Oh, yeah, that is. See, they're getting, these scientists, the researchers can be pretty sexy. But it was deemed necessary by the authors of the study and the editors of the journal in order to bring the global crisis into view. So they spent a lot of time talking about how the researchers were kind of forceful. So how do researchers talk when they're forceful? Well, when researchers talk, they go, this is serious. We have a problem. And everyone's like, oh, well, okay, that's it. It's nothing like, you know, Schwarzenegger or, you know, Bruce Willis, you know, my old school, you know, badasses. So anyway, so they say intensive agriculture is found to be the root cause of the problem. Insect genocide, climate change, urbanization, habitat loss, disease, introduction of invasive species. I think a problem also with our insects is we try to genetically modify them. Don't start messing with nature. Nature knows what to do. And you want to know what? Maybe certain species are supposed to go extinct. I mean, did anybody ever think about that? I am so glad we don't have saber-tooths and woolly mammoths running around the place. And I'm really glad we don't have dinosaurs. You're telling me that we need to help the insects? I think God and nature did right with getting rid of the dinosaurs. I don't think we would have done very well with dinosaurs, personally. I just don't see myself being a neighbor with a T-Rex. So if nature and God are getting rid of some bugs, who are we to interfere? Now, I get it. I get it. If man is doing things that was never designed, right, you know, to mess with nature, like, you know, we have our factories, and I don't think we're causing climate change, but some people think we do. But, I mean, if we are driving our car and driving over an ant hole, I get it. Okay, and I could see how urbanization can clear out certain areas, but I don't, you know, see us destroying a whole species. Okay, bugs, just ants will set up in your house, you know, or they'll live in your doggy dish, or you know. So, I get it, you know, I saw a bee story, and, you know, the bee story with Jerry Seinfeld said if we don't have the bees, we don't have flowers. I get that. But I would just say, you know what, let's just kind of, you know, let nature take its course, okay? Just for the love of God, don't let anything happen to cattle because I really need to eat steak. And don't let anything happen to cocoa beans because I need chocolate. If you guys could protect the cocoa beans, if you could protect steak, I'm fine. And protect humans, too. They come third. Okay, I got it. All right. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go in.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speaks speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it.
So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We don't like our teachers. You know, it's interesting. When I think back to school, I only think kindly of my teachers. I don't think of the mean ones when I think back. I think back to the teachers who I really, really loved. And I guess maybe it's because I kind of think of the positive in my life. I'm sure if you had a teacher that, you know, made fun of you and, you know, ridiculed you and made you wear the dunce cap. I do. Mr. Eby did that to me in the third grade. He made me wear a dunce cap. And I sat there and cried the whole time. It was so embarrassing. I mean, he was correct. I mean, in retrospect, I should have probably worn the dunce cap most of my childhood. But, you know, I hated him. And he was mean. And he was my art teacher, which is probably why I never did well in art. You know, art teachers, they really influence us. And they have a lot of power, which is why I respect them. They have a lot of power. Kids may shape their whole future based on what a teacher tells them they can or cannot do or what they have proficiency in. Now, I went to 12 schools, and I thought that was a bad thing, but I think for me it was a good thing because it didn't give a teacher a chance to say I was an idiot. You know, it gave multiple teachers a chance to say I was an idiot. Well, I was a good student. The one theme I had pervading in school was they were perplexed by me because I would sit there in class and make jokes. It didn't matter if I was in first grade or eighth grade or high school. I would find an area of the class, usually in the back, and I would just, as they pitched a one-liner, I would slam back something funny. And my whole goal was to make the class laugh. And I would be kind of disruptive. It was funny. Most of the stuff it was funny. I had some good material. It was on the fly. And even in medical school, I should probably include medical school and college with this too. The problem is I would get good grades. And the teachers would be like, they'd call me up and they'd say, look, you're in trouble. I'm sending you for detention. And I'm like, oh my gosh, did I fail the test? No, you actually got the highest grade in the class, but you're sitting there in the back of class and you're disrupting the others. Now, it wasn't a competitive thing. I wasn't trying to mess anybody up. I just didn't really, I wanted to be in school, but I wanted to entertain. And I liked making people laugh. And they were bored. Once I saw that the class was bored, when the teacher would just say something, and I told you guys, the very first time I, put on my little comedic shoes was Mr. Bree, my second grade teacher. I think it was at Pueblo Elementary in Arizona. Mr. Bree wanted to show us second graders what happens with water and salt and evaporation. And I'm so stupid. And so he's talking about how he's going to fill a glass of water, put a bunch of salt in it, and watch, by tomorrow, the water will be gone, the salt will be there, and the water will have gone into the atmosphere, up into the air right here in the room. So, I'm a second grader, so I'm not really, I haven't really honed in on my comedic skills, but for second grade, I go, oh man, we need to bring our babies. I'm so stupid. I'm sorry. We need to bring our bathing suits. Oh my gosh. And a beach towel. Oh, we're going to get all wet. I don't know. It was stupid. But I made the class laugh. And even Mr. Bree looked at me and smiled, right? And I was like, okay, you know what? This stuff is a lot more fun than what we're learning. And so anytime we had a certain project, I would throw a little bit of comedy to it. So the teachers, when they would try and talk some sense into me, they would try to tell me to shut the hell up. And they would try to say, look, you have a lot of gifts, but you're not going to be, you're not going to get there if you don't take things seriously. But I'm like, but I do take things seriously. That's why I got an A on the test. I take school really seriously. I never want to miss a day. I never want to. And I would argue with them, like, what's wrong with me? I'm perfect the way I am. And they just look at me like, okay, just go. So I never gave teachers the chance to say something that would steer me in one direction or the other. One teacher asked what I wanted to do in life, and I said I want to be in show business, and they looked at me like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. They go, but if that doesn't work, what else do you want to be? Go, oh, I want to be a doctor. So I either want to be a doctor or in show business. And you see them kind of like, well, I don't know if you're going to make it through either. So they're like, all right, carry on. And again, just they didn't know how to advise me, which is good because honestly, if a teacher had told me, because I really, really liked my teachers. If a teacher had told me back then, no, don't go there, I might not have. I mean, I really, really took what teachers said to heart. You know, still, I have students call me all the time, and I know them all personally because I know their name. And they ask me about, you know, what specialty they should go into. And, you know, I'm like, look, you know, you're a green, you're a blue, you're a red. You know, you have this, you know, little fight in, you know, to you. So you might be more surgeon and, you know, ER, or you really like to think. You really know how to calculate. You're really cerebral. Maybe you should go into internal medicine or nephrology or, you know, internal medicine, or they're a blue. You know, where, you know what, you really, really like to unite people. You like to, you know, make sure everybody's, you know, kind of happy. You like peace. You like to, you know, you're very loving. You like to hug. Maybe go into more pediatrics or family or psychology, psychiatry, whatever. And so, you know, people always seem to, they'll go to a teacher for that kind of advice. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is we have teachers striking in Denver, which we'll talk about in the next hour. But, I don't think people utilize teachers to the degree that they should. And one is, I think it's because they're intimidated and they think, oh, you know what? I really can't go there with my teacher. And for me, my students, I didn't even know where I could go with my students in terms of what advice I could give them until students came and said, you know, look, you know, me and my wife are having trouble getting pregnant. You know, we've tried everything and she's off the birth control. And so I would, you know, talk to them about, you know, how to increase her chance. People were concerned about, you know, not having sex before marriage and how they would then perform on their honeymoon. And so I'm like, well, I talk to them about that. People talk to me about dating. People would talk to me about, you know, how to keep a relationship while going to school, what they liked about medicine, what they didn't like about medicine. And then I found out that I was able to not just give advice on how to pass a test, but how to navigate through life in a profession. And there's a lot of teachers out there that are a wealth of that kind of information. And they actually love being asked. Now, some things they can't handle, like the sex question. Sometimes don't talk to the teacher about sex, you know. But there, I didn't realize that there was such a dearth of resources for people to go to talk about things that really kind of concern them, you know, that they think is a issue, an impedance, something that they may do on a daily basis that they think they're wrong to do, and but they do it, and it ends up being natural. And, you know, I don't want to go into too many specifics, but you could just guess. A lot of people, they just don't know where to go or where to talk to. So they'll go on to Google, but they're afraid to do that because of their search history. And so, you know, you have teachers out there that could really give a lot of advice in terms of life and sleep and, you know, relationships and studies. So, you know, appreciate them. Give them a hug, you know, and use them for what they can really do. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.